My first guest in this edition is Richard Benedetto, former White House correspondent for USA Today. He now teaches politics and journalism at American University here in Washington, and he's the author of Politicians Are People Too. We've asked him to join us and give his state of the presidential race, with now just 2 weeks remaining until Election Day. And Richard, it's always great to have you with us.
It's always good to be with you, Greg.
The national polls have showed Barack Obama ahead by varying margins in recent days, usually outside the margin of error. All the battleground state polls seem to show him with at least a slight advantage as well. Given where he stands right now, what's his smartest strategy over the next 2 weeks?
I think he continues to do what he's been doing, continue to visit the battleground states, take the fight to McCain, and basically use this ad blitz that apparently is having a lot of positive effect for him. He has a lot more money than McCain and has put together a tremendous ad blitz that just began late last week. And if we can use the polls as an indicator, the polls showed that right after the debate that Obama got no real bounce out of it, but by the weekend, the numbers started to trend the other way for him again, and it could be in part due to the ad blitz.
And, of course, if you watched any network programming over the past few days, it seems like he was involved in every commercial break for just about every primetime program. Richard, John McCain still going after Obama, of course, on a variety of issues, but he's still making the economy the focal point. Given the fact that most folks see Obama having the advantage on the economy, is it smart for McCain to stay on that, or should he obviously still talk about that, but also go after Obama on some issues where he might actually be able to get some more traction?
Well, you know, John McCain is caught in a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. If he tries to go off of the economy and go into some more personal attacks, direct attacks on Barack Obama, the pundits will say he's not talking about the real issues. And if he goes and talks about the economy and lets the attack go, the people in his own party say he should be attacking Obama more. So he's trying to figure out which is the best course for him. The problem being with 2 weeks left and no major event to intervene like a debate, it's up to day-to-day campaigning.
Did Joe Biden give McCain much of an issue over the weekend by suggesting that Barack Obama would be tested within the first 6 months of his presidency by a major crisis because the world wants to see if he's up to the challenge?
I don't know yet. I don't know how far that's gotten into the public psyche. It's certainly in the Washington Insider psyche, and it's in the talk show psyche. People are talking about it, but whether it's gotten down home yet is another question, whether that they know about that. I think what the public has been always concerned about whether or not, you know, Obama had what it takes to be a commander in chief. But with the economy overriding everything, it's been hard for McCain to make any points on that.
Given the fact that both men voted for the bailout, McCain, of course, has come forward with a mortgage buyout plan for part of that bailout money. Have the two really distinguished themselves much on exactly how they would deal with the current crisis, apart from their obvious differences on taxes and that sort of thing?
Not really at all. And I think that's in part, and the public has given them a pass, basically because they're confused too. There seems to be a lot of confusion as to what to do or what the best course might be. They just know right now that the Republicans were in charge when this thing went down, and following past patterns, the party in power takes the hit on the economy when it's bad.
As mentioned, there is a difference on tax policy, and of course, over the past couple of weeks, John McCain has been getting as much mileage as possible out of Joe the Plumber and the encounter that Joe had with Senator Obama and Obama's comment that he wants to spread around the wealth by raising taxes on the wealthiest Americans and giving a hand up to those at the bottom of the income scale. Do you get the sense that McCain has gotten about as much out of that as he's going to, or is that a smart plan?
I think he picked up a little bit on that last week. Whether he can continue to build on that is another question. The thing is that Obama's plan is while McCain is reluctant to call it that, it's more socialist than it's not. And in order to convince the American people that this is not the right way to go, you have to use some stronger rhetoric. And I'm not sure that the words spread the wealth around are as effective as talking about socialism.
A couple minutes left with Richard Benedetto, former White House correspondent for USA Today. And Richard, perhaps the biggest challenge overall for John McCain is the simple math of the Electoral College. If you look at the way the map looked 4 years ago when President Bush defeated John Kerry, he had 286 electoral votes. You need 270 to win. It's pretty likely that Iowa is definitely going over to Senator Obama. Many people believe Colorado and or New Mexico could go there as well, which basically leaves John McCain a very slim margin for error with states like Virginia, Missouri, Ohio, Florida, all Republican states 4 years ago that he needs to hang on to and pick up potentially another blue state. Just how much of a tightrope is he walking on the Electoral College?
It's a very thin tightrope. If he were to lose Colorado and New Mexico, both of which voted Republican last time, we see Florida and Virginia and North Carolina either a toss-up or a little bit leaning with Virginia, in the case of Virginia, maybe leaning a little bit Democrat. There's no room for error for John McCain. If Colorado, New Mexico, Iowa, states that were Republican last time, go Democrat this time, then McCain has to win everything else. He has to win Ohio. He has to win Virginia. He has to win West Virginia. He has to win North Carolina. He has to win Florida. He has to win Indiana, and he has to win Missouri. He has to win all the other toss-up states, because right now, when you add up the math, it looks like, you know, Obama's over the top with 286 for those states that are leaning Democrat.
And so McCain's got a lot of ground to make up and only 2 weeks to do it. Richard, always a great pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Good. Thank you, Greg.
Richard Benedetto, a former White House correspondent for USA Today. He now teaches politics and journalism at American University here in Washington. And he's the author of Politicians Are People Too. This is Dateline Washington.